Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. You can, the videos. We got a whole library of videos and a huge library of archives of past interviews with very smart people like our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, who's with us right now. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB. We're talking about his NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, which he's been doing now for almost 40 years. We're going to celebrate that 40th anniversary later this year. We're talking about how what small business owners are reporting back to him about what they think about the economy. Bill, we talked about the general conditions in the previous segment. Thanks again for hanging out with us. What's the story on hiring? We need, Bill, we got to put people back to work or this thing's not going to work.
Well, that's right. And going back to the expectations thing, I mean, the major contributor to the decline in the index in November, which then stayed low in December, was really a sour outlook for where the economy is going to go. So in December, 45% of the owners said they thought the economy would be worse 6 months from December than it was in December. Now, in December, the growth rate was not very good.
Right.
So we're going to have like 1.9% GDP growth for the year, something around in that range. So they think it's going to get worse. Well, that's not good. Only 11% thought it's going to be better. Now, if that's your view, you're not going to hire.
That's right.
Because you don't think you're going to have any customers, and therefore you don't have any reason for that. So we did see a major, a fairly substantial decline in the net percent of owners who plan to create jobs, that is to increase total employment at their firm. So it fell to one, which is a net one. So almost as many people plan to cut as plan to hire, which means no growth there, no job creation.
Well, another thing, Bill, is one thing that we're not putting people back to work, but there are companies that are trying to grow and that are growing a little bit. And when you and I were coming up as pups, Bill, if you wanted to grow one notch on the growth scale, you had to hire somebody to help make that growth. Today, small business owners, like big companies used to have, today small business owners have technology options, technology alternatives to hiring someone. I mean, there are many more notches in our hiring ratchet, so to speak, whereas, if we need to grow one notch, we can buy a piece of technology. We need to grow two notches, we can hire a part-time person or a contractor. Three notches, maybe that's another piece of technology. Maybe you've got to grow quite a few notches to actually put on a full-time person. That's contributing to this unemployment situation too, isn't it?
Sure. Technology does help, obviously. I've been recently reading a couple of good articles about robots and how they're replacing so many jobs.
Yep.
They'll continue to do that over the next many decades.
Right.
But that's been the story of progress anyway. I mean,
that's right.
We have,
look what the tractor did to the, and the,
exactly.
And the reaper, the combine did to, and the cotton picker did to, for those jobs.
Exactly.
Another stat from your report that I thought was fascinating. 80% of the people who are trying to hire could not find qualified people.
Right.
A third of your respondents were going to hire, and 80% of them could not find qualified people. In a sea of unemployed, literally, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. How does this happen, Bill?
Well, that's another interesting question. A lot. Some of that, of course, is, the young people just don't have the skill sets. So we have a lot of people who don't finish school, and that's not a good thing. But it takes time to fix that. You got to go back to school, you get remediation, training, whatever, to fix the skill gap.
I was talking to the guy who works on my boat. He needs to hire a boat mechanic right now.
Yeah,
he can't find anybody qualified to work on a boat. He said young people are not moving in that direction.
they're not.
And he could, the kid could, the person could make a good living as a boat mechanic.
Right. We have too many degrees in sociology and all this other stuff that
right.
the kids do in college, but then they can't do anything when they get out. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, but another issue that the small business owners tell us about is that so many of the applicants have a poor attitude, don't dress well, don't have the ability to work with people, and of course you have drugs. A lot of jobs you can't you can't take drugs and work and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff that's under the control of the job applicant that they could fix
right.
without going back to school. All they have to do is look in the mirror and say, "Who would want to hire me looking like this?"
But Bill, unlike any other time in my life, maybe in our history, Bill, we're coming up on a chronic situation with unemployed in America.
This is a
problem, isn't it?
Yep, long-term unemployment's about as high. It's never been this high this long. So we've got lots of people who've been out of a job for a long time, and their skills deteriorate.
Right.
You forget all those good work habits you learned
mm-hmm.
When you got your first job, and that's one of the things that's missing. Then I see that everybody, there are all these states going to raise the minimum wage, and the federal government is considering again.
That's going to add to unemployment.
Right. That's a good way to make sure that you don't get the first job.
Because small business owners can buy technology now where they used to couldn't do that.
Yeah.
It's even a little bit worse than that, Bill, because the government is now giving people federal money. For things like that. They're converting people from unemployed to disabled. Folks, America, we got problems. We got to turn this stuff around or we're going to be like Greece if we're not already Greece. Tintil, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.